So the breaking news today is that Craig Counsell is no longer the manager of the Brewers. I think people thought that was a possibility. The bigger news is that he is going to be the manager of the Chicago Cubs down the interstate, and he'll be paid upwards of $40 million. Adam McKelvey is one of the really good guys. He's a Brewers beat writer for MLB.com, and he is with us this afternoon. Busy afternoon this has turned into for you, Adam. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, no problem. Shocker.
You're as close to this ball club as anybody. How surprising was it when you heard that it was the Cubs?
I like to think of myself as old and grizzled and sort of have seen everything or a lot of things. And I'll tell you, I did not see this one coming. And I know that that's the sentiment that's shared by a lot of people who work at American Family Field, and certainly a lot of Craig Counsell's former players. Brandon Woodruff was driving back from a PT appointment in Birmingham on his shoulder and got a bunch of texts from his friends saying Counsell to the Cubs, and he thought they'd like gotten together to prank him. And then all of a sudden the phone rang and it was Craig Counsell. So he knew it was, he heard from Counsell that it was legit. So it's, I think it's a shocker for everybody. Not that he, as you said, not that he went elsewhere. That was, a free agent can always go somewhere else. And he had a chance to really move the market for managers, which is, you can make an argument that there's merit to that, but I just don't think anybody saw the Cubs swooping in to get it.
Hey, kind of a two-parter here, Adam. Number one, it's unclear to me if the Brewers had even a chance or an opportunity to counter. Mm-hmm. We know they did make an offer that would have made Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball. The Cubs certainly blew that likely out of the water. And I guess the follow-up is, how many teams in all of baseball would have offered what the Cubs offered?
Well, it doesn't just make him the highest paid manager in baseball. It makes him the highest paid manager in baseball ever. And I think that's a big deal. And the manager position has kind of quietly, those salaries have been going down while salaries everywhere else in baseball have been going up, up, up. The salary of the manager has gone down in recent years. And I think Craig Counsell was in a really unique position as a highly coveted free agent manager. That doesn't happen all the time. And look, I think there was, just like a player who has a chance to set the market, this was a chance, a really rare chance, for a manager to somewhat set the market. And we don't know yet about the back and forth with the Brewers. I'm hoping we find out more about that throughout the day today. I think we'll hear from some Brewers people, hopefully. Look, think about the difference in those numbers. That is a gigantic number, and I don't know. We'll have to hear from the Brewers whether that's something they had a chance to match and if it's something that they could even or would even consider.
So I guess that's my question, Adam. So let's just guess at numbers. Let's say that the Brewers offered $4.5 million and the Cubs are reported to have offered almost double that. A market the size of Milwaukee, where we can't afford to keep players, Josh Hader, example number one, is that even feasible? I mean, they can do what they want, but is that even possible?
Well, I think you're under, I would get my guess for what the Brewers offer would be a little higher because it would have set the market, which was my understanding that the previous high was 4.5. So I would guess higher than that for.
Then let's go 5. Can they go to 8?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's can you? You always can. That's the thing about baseball compared to other sports. You always can go to whatever number you want. But clubs have to make decisions about what they do with the dollars that they have for player, for coaches, for the manager, for facilities, for the minor league system, for all the sports science stuff that they do now. And they have to budget for all of these different things. And every club has a different budget. And in baseball, compared to other sports, those budgets vary massively. And I think that Mark Attanasio has tried to explain his philosophy in running a business is to run it as a sustainable business and not do the boom and bust that comes with clubs that get way out over their skis and then pay the price for 5, 6, 7 years after that. That I've said this before, that's an argument we can have over a beer. And you can say, no, you should just push all in when you think you have a chance, and whatever happens the next 5 years happens, and it doesn't matter. The Brewers' philosophy is that that is not the way to have a successful franchise over the long haul, and I think they've been consistent with it. And again, you can disagree with it as a philosophy, but it's the philosophy they have adopted. So there, it isn't blank check. It isn't just, you know, a manager or an owner spending as much as he wants on everything he wants. That's just not how the business is run.
Adam, it was a surprise to all of us. I'm guessing it was a surprise to David Ross, who was under contract for the Chicago Cubs. Is it unreasonable to think that David Ross becomes the next manager in Milwaukee?
Well, I do know that over the last couple of weeks, they've, you know, kind of quietly put some names together. You have to be ready for every scenario. And one of the scenarios was that Craig Counsell was going to be managing somewhere else. And you're already behind the process because other clubs have hired managers. I thought Bob Melvin would have been a great candidate for the Brewers. I thought Stephen Vogt would have been a fantastic candidate for the Brewers. They are now off the board. Vogt today goes to Cleveland to be their next manager. So I don't think they're beginning this process completely flat-footed. I think there are some names in place. Whether David Ross is one of those names, I can't exactly tell you. But I do know that the baseball people have you know, put from their experiences across the sport, put together a list of names that they think could be the next manager. And I'll tell you, they feel like there are some good names. Now, it's not going to be a guy who grew up in Whitefish Bay. That's going to be, difficult shoes for the next guy to fill. Craig Counsell had an intensely personal connection to this community and team. That has to be acknowledged. And the next manager is going to come at it from a different point of view.
He is Adam McKelvey, MLB.com Brewers beat writer. Always great perspective. Adam, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
All right. See you guys.